Cape Talk, Money Matters with Sylvia Walker.
Oh yeah. It is that time on this 15th of March morning, 12/2019. It's Money Matters with Sylvia Walker. She is Daily Breakfast Show's resident financial advisor. She's a speaker, financial planner and author of the book Smart Women. We chat to her every Friday at this time. And if you want to get in contact with Sylvia, you can use her email address, which is sylvia@sylviawalker.co.za. Good morning, Sylvia. How are you doing?
Morning, Abs. I'm fabulous. Thank you. And you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. I mean, when I introduce you, Sylvia, I say she's a speaker, she's a financial planner. Let's talk about that. You know, for many of us, we think we can handle our own money. Does one need a financial advisor for a, shall I say, successful financial life?
Abs, it's a very interesting question that, because there are obviously many, many people, probably millions of people who go through their lives without having ever consulted a financial advisor. So, and one cannot necessarily think that they're that much worse off. But it's important to consider why one needs a financial advisor. You know, what is the purpose actually of a financial advisor? Because some people may need them in their lives and others may not. So, you know, the reason why you would need a financial advisor, or the purpose of the advisor, is really to assist clients with the planning and the arrangement of their financial life. So when we talk about that healthy financial life, which we actually spoke about last week, you know, the balance and maintaining that balance and having the financial pillar strong, that's where the financial planner comes in. So helping you with the planning, making sure that you do the right things in terms of retirement provision, making sure you benefit from the tax, you know, whatever, you get the maximum out of the tax options and opportunities that exist. So helping you to achieve short-term goals, long-term goals. And I think also very much a case of having an external person. You know, the financial advisor is often a coach, an expert. You know, you try and do things yourself. You're wrapped up in your own mind and with your own knowledge, whereas an advisor has an external viewpoint. They have a wider perspective, so you get that objective information and that objective assessment and guidance in terms of your own financial situation. So that's really what the purpose of an advisor is at the end of the day.
Now, is there a difference between a financial planner and a financial advisor?
Not really. You know, we kind of use those two terms interchangeably. Very much the same thing. One could argue that a financial advisor would perhaps just focus more on investment, whereas a financial planner should take a much wider view. And the very first step in any kind of financial planning process is to look at your whole life. And I always say that, you know, people often come to me and then they say, you know, I just want you to help me invest, or I just want you to help me with this. And it's actually, one can't just help you with that. But a good financial planner will take a holistic view of your life. So, you know, in terms of protecting your income, protecting your family and investing. So pretty much the same thing. I like to use the term actually financial planner, just because I think that's what it's about. It's about the plan. It's not about, you know, where the client puts their money at the end of the day. It's about the planning, making sure the plan is right and the plan is in place, and then other actions will flow out of that.
If you just joined the conversation, thank you so much for joining us. We are chatting to Sylvia Walker, your resident financial advisor. This morning she joins us to chat to you about financial advisors, asking the question, do you need a financial advisor? Well, that's what Sylvia is joining on the discussion. Perhaps you at home also have or are making use of a financial advisor. How's that working for you? 021-446-0567. I would love to hear from you. Now, Sylvia, in any profession, there are perceptions. Now, there is this perception that, you know, financial advisors just want to sell you something. And let's be honest about it. It's probably true in many cases.
So this really goes to how financial planners or financial advisors are remunerated. Unfortunately, the history is and the current situation is that they are remunerated based on what they sell. So based on where they place clients' money, investments, what other products they actually end up selling. So the planning process should not be about that. And there's a whole move towards actually charging people for the planning. So like you'd go and see an attorney and you pay a fee for that legal advice. So you would actually pay for that financial advice. And once that plan is drawn up and the advice is given and you've paid for that, as a client, you can then either implement it yourself, the actions, or you can get the advisor to implement for you. And what some companies or some planners do is they will say, if you implement, you know, if you want me to implement the plan, then I offset whatever fees I would earn through that. I'd offset that against what you're paying me for the plan. So it kind of shifts the conversation, not from, am I actually going to make money because I'm going to recommend something to you? I think it makes it a lot more of an objective, meaningful conversation in that I'm giving you completely objective advice and you're paying me for my expertise, because that's really what it is about at the end of the day. Is that you want to be paying for expertise and not just simply a case of advising me to, you know, to put my money here or invest in this or take this product. But unfortunately, that is something that is the reality of the situation as it exists at the moment. That's how planners are, unfortunately, in many cases, actually remunerated through fees on investments or through products that they sell. I just wanted to say something else to add. You know, we always say, you know, do you need the financial planner? But remember things like life cover. You know, if you think about protecting yourself, protecting your family. And, you know, I remember when I started working in this industry many, many years ago, somebody said to me that this business is all about the widow's check. And I know that you said check, of course, but widow's check. And I, you know, for me, that was so powerful, because when you talk about the traditional kind of insurance, you know, life cover, disability cover, it's about protecting the family. So nobody jumps out of bed in the morning thinking, today I'm going to get myself some life cover. Very few people do, right? But you need, if you have that planner or that advisor that is looking at your situation and pointing that out to you that there is a need for that, it can make a huge impact in your life and in your family's life. So it's a double-edged sword at the end of the day, you know, in terms of in terms of the role that plan, the advice that they give. But it is very, for me, it's critical, because it can point things out to you that you might not be aware of yourself or think of yourself.
And then talking about this, do I need a financial advisor? Why can't I just simply go online? Man, what about getting investment advice online? Is this effective?
There's a lot of that. Yes, Ab, that's a whole new trend that started, a very exciting trend, where you can literally go online, and we're talking investments only, so you can go online, fill in complete some questions so that they can get an idea of your goals, your risk profiling and so on. And then there's this wonderful computer program that then recommends a set of funds for you, a portfolio for you to invest in. And you know, that works for some people. You know, it's like anything in life, different strokes for different folks. So some people are very comfortable interacting with a machine, with a screen to make those decisions. Other people feel that they want to actually have a human being that they talk to. That's about relationships. And actually this business of financial planning, I believe, is about relationships. But the two can work hand in glove. So your online investing will really only be for investing. That system is not going to look at your whole life. As I said earlier, financial planning is about looking at your entire life. So your family, your needs, your debt, you know, protecting your income, which is a critical, critical thing. So the two can work together. You know, a client may be happy to do some of their investing and make those investment decisions online, but yet they would still need a financial planner to look at the rest of their life and to do a proper plan for them and assist them with the other aspects of their financial health and their financial life.
And then are there times where you don't need a financial advisor?
There are some people, as I say, there are probably millions who have never consulted with one, but perhaps you're an expert in the industry or you work in the business, so you know, you can actually make your own investment decisions. You may not need financial advice necessarily. You know, maybe you need tax advice. And sometimes there's a bit of confusion. You know, a financial advisor or planner is not a tax expert. Yes, they need to know about tax, but in some cases they should refer you to somebody. And that's another important thing for me, is for a financial planner to have a good referral network. So if a client comes and has a need for something and I can't solve that, you know, can I pass it on to someone in my network that I trust? The other thing is, people might often argue that when you reach retirement, you no longer need a financial advisor because you are now retired and, you know, you're living off your investment. And that's, of course, nonsense, because you actually still need to keep investing. You know, we live on, in general, till we're 80, 90 years old. So your planning never stops just because you're retired. And then I think probably also very important, there are times when somebody has been so, you know, they had a bad experience with a financial advisor. Let's be honest, it happens. So you might have had a bad experience and actually want to steer clear of all financial advisors. You know, I'm done with that. I'm actually not going to talk to anybody in the industry again. And that can be quite damaging to your own situation, because it's a pity, because you can deal with someone who's professional or has your interests at heart. So it could be in that case, as I say, that you actually want to step back. But ideally, you should go and shop around and find yourself somebody, because you clearly had a need for a planner and for a system. So, yeah, there are some cases. But as I say, at the end of the day, it definitely makes a difference in your life, and will benefit your life at the end of the day.
This is Money Matters with Sylvia Walker. And today the conversation is around financial advisors. Do you need to use the services of a financial advisor? Well, Sylvia is just talking to us about that, and also to you at home. Do you have a financial advisor? Have you used a financial advisor? Tell us about your experience. We'd love to find out from you. 021-446-0567. So Sylvia, then if I'm saying that, okay, I'm going to get a financial advisor, I'm going to select a financial advisor, what should I be looking out for?
It's basically someone who's going to take an interest in your overall life. So it's not a case of the sort of wham, bam, sell me a policy and off I walk kind of story. It's about somebody who's going to do proper planning for you, who's going to take an interest in you and understand your full situation. So that's really what it's about. And get referrals. So I always say to people, if you're not happy or comfortable with the conversation you're having with your financial advisor, ask around in your network. Find out, get a second opinion, get a third opinion. Don't always just accept what is being told to you, particularly if you're uncomfortable or you're not understanding.
And Sylvia, then your tips for this edition?
You know, Abs, it's interesting that research done in Canada confirms that people who've used financial advisors on a regular basis actually have higher levels of wealth. So there is empirical data to back that up. So there is, it's definitely an advantage in one's life. It can be a great sort of stress reliever to know that you've got someone at your side, that everything is covered, that all the boxes are ticked. So by having a financial planner or financial advisor keeps you on track. It can generate better savings habits and actually help you to achieve those goals in the long term. So those are my tips, really. Find a person you're comfortable with and use their services and use that to prosper in your own life.
Well, Sylvia, thank you once again for joining us on the show.